Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about Maddie and the struggle she's going through, because she's only just turned four and she's already had some big struggles in her life.
Yeah, Maddie had what was called Ewing's sarcoma, which is quite rare in a young girl her age, which meant that she had a tumour in the bone in the top of her leg. So they performed what was called a Van Ness rotationplasty, which is a big name, but they had to amputate her little leg.
Oh.
And they from below the knee, they then reattached that part to the top of the hip with the foot facing backwards. Can you even get your head around that?
No. It's just,
what, was the doctor asleep at the time?
Yeah, it's just bizarre how they, it's just, so that in time when she wears her prosthesis, her ankle will now become her new knee, if you understand, if you get a visual of that.
That's a lot for a young girl to go through.
Oh,
and a family.
Massive.
And a family to go through that too.
Yeah, she's got a younger sister and an older sister, and, you know, mum's just beside herself. They're up and down to Brisbane just about fortnightly. She's just had a setback from the surgery where the plate has moved. So she's had to go back and have another lot of surgery and a full plaster cast put on across her hips and leg. And now she's developed some sort of bacterial infection from the surgery underneath that plaster. So she's back down there now having that treated. And then we'll have to go back again and have another plaster put on. And, yeah, this is going to be a lifelong thing. But for a little girl like that, it's heartbreaking. It really is.
How can we help out? What do we have to do to help? Because we want to try and get the locals behind it as much as we can to get some help for little Maddie.
Because it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, absolutely. I started a GoFundMe page on my page on Facebook, my Robin Jen Long page, my married name page. And I'm just trying to sort of get some a few extra dollars together to help Kim out, you know, because can you imagine the expenses? Maddie still has to wear nappies, you know, like and all that sort of stuff.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Medication, and the kids have started school, and the oldest ones at school, and it's just been ongoing. And every time they turn around, they've got to shoot back to Brisbane again. And it's just a lot of expense and a lot of. We're a good community here, and I just think she's worthy of a little bit of extra help.
Yeah, well, Mackay is a very giving community. Not only does she have to go down to Brisbane once every fortnight, you're saying, but I did a little bit of research on this rhinoplasty thing that you were talking about before. She's got to get the prosthesis changed every 2 years. Oh, sorry, twice a year.
That's replaced.
Yes.
So that's a big thing for such a young girl to go through, plus a mum who probably needs support financially and emotionally, plus having siblings. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and she's so brave. You know, she comes in to see me, and sometimes she's got the prosthesis on, and sometimes it really hurts her because she's had so much trouble from the surgery. And, you know, she hops along with this little leg, what I mean?
She's, poor thing.
The thing, she sent me a little video of she was doing ballet dancing, with her leg, and Kim sent it to me. She's got this smile that just lights up the room. And, you know, we sort of think sometimes, oh, slack to go to work and my life's, not going the way I want it to, and I'm not fortunate enough. And then you look at someone like Maddie and you just sort of have to
what
sit
have
yourself
you got
down
to complain
and give yourself
about?
And think, man, my life's fantastic compared to what this little girl's. She's going to go through this for the rest of her life, remember, and I just love it a bit. She's just a sweetheart.
Let's get behind this, folks. If you can donate some cash, businesses as well. I know that some foundations in Mackay that always give to people in need.
Yeah.
Please get on board. We're going to put this whole thing on our Facebook page so you can find the info.
Thanks,
you can find the GoFundMe page. You can hear this chat as well at triplem.com.au. It's just so important to get behind it and make sure Maddie is a little comfortable, you know?
Yeah, I'd love you to meet her one day. I can arrange it,
Absolutely.
I don't know if I would, because I'd probably cry.
Yeah, I do too, Dave.
Cool
thing. Yeah.
You know what?
I just want a hugger.
Yeah, so all the details on our website now, triplem.com.au. Please pass our love on to little Maddie. We want to make her a little more comfortable than she can be. And I know she's in Brisbane at the moment having some more stuff done, yeah?
Yes. Okay. And then I'll have to go back again for another plaster cast on... to try and get this this thing to take. So.
All right, Mackay, let's get behind Maddie.
All right, triplem.com.au. Thank you so much, Robin. Love you too. Thank you for jumping on board. Stay there for a second. We'll grab some more details from you, Robin. Heading for our top today around 31 degrees here at Triple M.